Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is September 1st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Increasing the potassium level in patients at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias. This Danish, multicenter, open-label, randomized trial investigated actively increasing plasma potassium levels in patients at high risk for ventricular arrhythmias who had an implantable cardioverter defibrillator. The study was stopped early due to slow enrollment and a low number of events, concluding that an active strategy of increasing plasma potassium was not associated with a lower risk of ventricular arrhythmias or death, but did show a potential association with an increased risk of hyperkalemia. This suggests further research is necessary to determine optimal potassium management in this high-risk population. Article number 2. Reduction of antihypertensive treatment in nursing home residents. This French, multicenter, randomized controlled trial examined the effects of reducing antihypertensive medications in nursing home residents aged 80 or older with systolic blood pressure below 130 millimeters of mercury. Results showed that a protocol-driven strategy of progressive antihypertensive treatment reduction did not significantly increase the risk of death or serious adverse events compared to usual care. The study suggests that de-escalation of antihypertensive therapy may be safe in frail, older adults in nursing homes. Article number 3. Phenotypic selectivity of artificial intelligence-enhanced electrocardiography in cardiovascular diagnosis and risk prediction. This study investigated the performance of artificial intelligence-enhanced electrocardiogram models to detect specific cardiac conditions versus broad cardiovascular risk. The research found that artificial intelligence electrocardiogram models demonstrate condition-specific capabilities, performing best when tailored to specific cardiac abnormalities rather than serving as generalized cardiovascular risk markers. These findings emphasize the importance of understanding the phenotypic selectivity of artificial intelligence electrocardiogram models for appropriate clinical application. Article number 4. Clinical presentation and outcomes after surgery for mitral regurgitation, real-world insights from the MITRACURE International Registry. The MITRACURE Registry, a large international retrospective study, analyzed clinical presentation, management, and outcomes of patients undergoing mitral valve surgery for mitral regurgitation in France and Canada. The registry highlights the need for improved adherence to guidelines and optimization of patient selection for mitral valve surgery. This real-world analysis contributes to a better understanding of current practices and informs quality improvement initiatives in mitral valve surgery. Article number 5. Impact of cerebral embolic protection on cognitive function following transcatheter aortic valve implantation. Data from the BHF PROTECT TAVI randomized trial. This secondary analysis of the BHF PROTECT TAVI trial evaluated the impact of cerebral embolic protection devices on neurocognitive function following transcatheter aortic valve implantation. The study found that while cerebral embolic protection reduced the volume of new cerebral lesions, it did not significantly improve neurocognitive outcomes at 1 year post-procedure compared to transcatheter aortic valve implantation alone. This suggests that preventing cerebral emboli alone may not be sufficient to preserve cognitive function after transcatheter aortic valve implantation. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.